This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
You're listening to the station that's been owned and operated by your friends and neighbors for over 72 years.
814. Five in a row. Come on, baby, let's boogie.
Number one then, and number one in local talk now.
Join me, Paul Preston, for Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Bob Day, host of The Great American Story.
You're listening to The Good Life with me, Mike the Wine Guy.
Hey, this is Live with Lou, broadcasting high atop Mount Hood.
KMYC, 1410 AM, Maryville, Yuba City.
Welcome to New California State Radio. New California State Radio. It's all about the new state of California. New California, we call it. Yep. It's coming. It's coming. It's finally going to be here. New California. Get rid of the old California and rise up with the new California. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on in New California. One of the biggest states in the union, New California, will be coming your way very, very shortly. Coming to the rescue, so to speak. Rescuing, well, the United States and the world. Freeing it from, well, the bonds of tyranny and oppression. Welcome to the show. Like I said, a lot of things happening here in New California. Yeah, New California, from the Oregon coast to the Mexican border. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's an idea that's out there that's floating around. It's been going on for a while, and a lot of people have been arguing back and forth. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to break away. We're going to do Cal-Lexit. We're going to do three states. We're going to do six states. We're going to do this, that, and the other. None of them legal. This is legal. This is the only way to a new state, the new California. It's the only way. Anyway, okay, so what is going on in New California? We're going to be talking about the nuclear threat from, well, North Korea. Just a few problems there. Sanctuary city and state. How do you like living in almost there, in a sanctuary state? For those of you that live in sanctuary cities, welcome. However, a few problems, right? San Francisco, another DACA illegal alien murdered one of yours. Gee, I wonder how that's going to work when you start considering this sanctuary state business. Assemblyman James Gallagher from the 3rd District fights back. Yep, that's going to be a big, big one here on New California State Talk Radio. You can check out the website for New California at www.newcaliforniastate.com. That's www.newcaliforniastate.com. Check out the information that's there. You'll see the process of, well, getting on board of creating a new state. And by the way, 42 counties have been in touch with us to form a new state. 42 of the 58 counties of California. 42. Now, not to say 42 will come along, but it sure looks like they want to. In fact, we are now getting inquiries from even more counties. This is a time-sensitive issue. The time for a new California has come. In the next 6 months to 12 months to 18 months, you're going to see the process laid out, and there's going to be a 51st state called New California. And it's going to be absolutely a stunner. Anytime you form a new state, it's going to be a stunner. But it's going to be very dramatic because, you know, there's so many things that are pushing and pulling at us here in the United States of America. And gee whiz, right in the middle of it, we're going to make a more perfect union by forming New California. Not propaganda. This is fact. It's moving. And I'll tell you what, the interest that is absolutely going crazy right now about New California is overwhelming. Nothing like I ever thought it was ever going to be, but here it is. And it's interest shared from around the country and around the world. The world needs, the country needs New California. like it or not. The country does not need old California. That's for sure. That's especially when you take a look at what they just did night before last, or in the morning, early morning hours, around 2 a.m., when they passed and sent a bill, apparently, to the governor for sanctuary state status here in the United States. I don't know that's going to fit very well constitutionally, and it's going to pass any constitutional muster. I know with the sanctuary state situation that they've been trying to make it pass constitutional muster. Don't know if that is actually the case yet. There was some finagling and haggling going on with Senate Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon. Kevin DeLeon, boys, and he peace. He has really been working overtime, member of and affiliated with La Raza, the self-effacing, self-proclaiming to be racist group from Mexico. That's been a terrorist group, basically, here in the state of California. And will run into much difficulty in New California, guaranteed, when that all takes place. No longer will we be listening, in the state anyway, to the Mexican government and the cartels, having our state legislators basically be people that are answering to cartel members in Mexico and around the world. Because that's really, if you take a look at Kevin DeLeon and the crime syndicate that he's associated with, the Calderon family, it's pretty obvious, it's pretty evident. You know, the linkages are very, very clear. And, of course, Kevin DeLeon has been investigated by the FBI, continues to be so, from what I understand. I mean, they're kind of keeping an eye on him. Don't know how deep any investigation is going on. But then there's Javier Becerra. Javier Becerra, the attorney general here in California. We're going to have a special report on Javier Becerra. Javier Becerra, before he was the attorney general and turned attorney general, he was actually part of the House of Representatives. Yes, he was a member of the House. And in fact, had been a member of the House since 2004. And it's kind of interesting, he hired some people called the Awan Brothers, A-W-A-N. Now, those of you that might be familiar with that name, or those names, those brothers, they're the brothers that were, they're the ones, one of them is under indictment, the other one is being looked for, and the wife of one is actually in Pakistan on the run. And why? Because of the computer scandal that is absolutely raging through the Democratic side of the House of Representatives involving Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who, as you know, was the president of the Democratic National Committee, is being investigated herself right now. But now, what we've been finding out is because of this unbelievable, well, it's not unbelievable for me and for the people that I've been dealing with for the last 7-8 years, because we've been watching these things unfold. You know, in Washington, we have been focusing on the other show, Agenda 21 Radio, on the, I guess you would say, the espionage rings that exist in Washington, D.C. These are serious espionage rings. They've been, of course, thriving all during the time of President Barack Hussein Obama. And then even before that with George Bush, as we're finding out right now, that there was actually an espionage ring that goes back as far as 2004. And that espionage ring involves the Awan brothers, who were hired by Javier Becerra back in 2004 to work for him and one of the House committees. Unbelievable. Listen, this is just an incredible story. And now what we're finding out is, guess who's being investigated for turning over false evidence and information? Javier Becerra, California's attorney general, being investigated by the D.C. police and others. We don't know. We don't know for sure. The Daily Caller came out with an article about 4 or 5 days ago, and we ran it on Agenda 21 Radio, and everybody thought, I thought to myself, we ran the story. No hype about it yet. It didn't take off. I thought, oh my gosh. And then all of a sudden, now it's taken off. And here we are, talking about one of the state representatives. You think this is time for a grievance against California? You know, one of the things we're going to be doing, of course, is grieving California. Grieving all the things about California that just do not, jive, if you know what I mean. They just don't jive. Yeah, the things that make you oppressed and under the yoke of a tyrant. It's time to throw the yoke off, California, and create new California. Stay with us. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of...
New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots. And welcome back to New California State Talk Radio. Yeah, New California State Talk Radio. Visit our website, www.newcaliforniastate.com. That's www.newcaliforniastate.com. And as usual, this portion of New California State Talk Radio is sponsored by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For information, dial 530-755-4409 and ask for Larry. That's all you need to do. He's a nice guy. He really is. Ask for Larry. Okay, so what in the world is really truly going on? It is all about SB. Are you ready for this? SB 54. The new state bill in California. It's the bill designed to make California a sanctuary state. And rising in opposition is James Gallagher of the 3rd District. I really think he's the only one who really rose and gave real opposition to this bill. That shows you the malaise that exists in the legislature of California. Another grievance. You're not being guaranteed a Republican form of government in California. That is a severe grievance.
I rise in opposition to SB 54. First of all, because it's based on a false premise. It's based on the false premise that our law enforcement in this state is frontline immigration enforcement, and that somehow our sheriffs and our police officers are out there enforcing immigration laws. They're not. And if you're a member of this body and you haven't talked to your local law enforcement, they'll tell you that's the case. If you haven't talked to them, you should do so. Because your local law enforcement will tell you that they're there to protect the community. That is their job. That's what they do day in and day out. They don't go around asking people their immigration status. They don't go around picking people up and sending them to ICE to be deported. But what they do do is go out there and put their lives on the line every day to keep you and your family safe. It's real easy to think about that sitting in these chairs protected by law enforcement every day and not think about those who put their lives on the line and face a lot of danger out there. And this puts our local law enforcement in more danger, and here's why. Because you're taking away their ability to use all of their tools to keep themselves safe and our communities safe by working with our federal officials where it's necessary. When it's necessary to get after transnational gangs like MS-13 that victimize California communities, that victimize immigrant communities, that make them less safe and abuse them and use them, that carry out human trafficking operations and illegal prostitution rings and infest our communities with drugs. This makes it harder for our local and law enforcement to go after those criminal activities because they will now be unable to communicate with their federal partners on these issues. A lot of people talk about building a wall. This builds a wall between our local government and our federal partners and makes our communities less safe. We already have the Trust Act here in California that helps protect and build trust with our immigrant communities. Why isn't anybody talking about that? Instead, they're using this because it's a false premise. This is about trying to help immigrant communities and calling it a sanctuary. It's only a sanctuary for criminals. This legislation is only a sanctuary for criminals, like the one who killed Kate Steinle and was let out and allowed to go and commit a heinous crime against someone who was walking down the pier with her father. And this is a person who had been deported several times and had committed six different felonies here in this state and was allowed to come back into our communities and continue to victimize people. Why are we providing sanctuary for people like that? Why are we providing sanctuary for the individual who killed two deputy sheriffs in Sacramento County 2 years ago? Again, deported, felon, back in our communities, kills two of our officers. This isn't just some theoretical exercise. This is real. And if you vote for this bill because you're trying to go along with some political statement that's not reality about how we're protecting immigrant communities and we're fighting Trump, when in actuality what you're doing is leaving your communities less safe and hamstringing your local law enforcement and making their lives more in jeopardy, you look your law enforcement officers in the face. You go back to your districts and you look them in their face and tell them what you did. You go talk to their families who are going to be more concerned than they already are when those brave men and women go out and try and protect you and yours and my family every day. The time for political posturing is over, guys. It's time to actually look at what this bill does, what it really does. And we need to reject this. We have tools in place. We have a law enforcement community that protects everybody in this state, including the immigrant communities. And this bill vilifies them and says, no, you don't. Says, we don't trust you. Says, don't utilize the tools that you need to have to keep people safe. Post 9/11, we said we were going to do away with the walls between different law enforcement agencies so that we could actually combat terrorism and transnational gangs and all these things.
Mr. Gallagher,
now we're building that wall back up again?
Your time's up.
It should not be done. I urge a no vote on this bill. And believe me, you will be accountable for this vote. You'll be accountable to your law enforcement, and you'll be accountable to your voters for how you vote on this measure. Thank you.
Well, well said by James Gallagher. Doesn't get too much better than that about what's going on with this bill. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. This is actually known as the California Values Act. The California Values Act. Amended in the Assembly September 11, 2010. Amended in the Assembly July 10th. Goes all the way through. Latest one, it started December 5th, 2016. Here are the co-authors. Actually, the introduced by Senator De Leon. Kevin De Leon, related to the Calderon Crime Syndicate. No wonder. You basically have a cartel linkage right there. Introducing a bill to protect the cartels and kill Californians. That's the long and short of it. And in a second, I'll give you a classic example of how quickly this acts. California Values, right. It says an act to amend section 7282 and 7282.5 of and to add 17.25, commencing with section 7284 to division 7 of title 1 of the government code, and to repeal sections 11369 of the health and safety code relating to law enforcement, and striking out sections 3058.10 of the penal code. Legislative Council's digest, existing law provides that when there is reason to believe that a person arrested for a violation of controlled substance provisions may not be a citizen of the United States, the arresting agency shall notify the appropriate agency of the United States having charge of deportation matters. This is a drug-related bill. Get it? Remember, it was Governor Jerry Brown who did away with the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement in the California Department of Justice in 2011, actually. That's who did that. And so what did that do? That opened up all of California to the cartels to grow all their marijuana and poison our environment. Hello? The waste and spoilage, the abuse to the ecosystems of Northern California and the foothills all throughout California? Are you kidding me? It is absolutely despicable what ecological havoc has been rained down by these cartels with the assistance of California Governor Jerry Brown. With his assistance. And that's how this bill started, SB 54. It's all about protecting the criminals. We'll be right back. New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
One, one, zero.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots. Well, if you've been following along, James Gallagher, the 3rd District Assemblyman from California, just laid it on the line in terms of the sanctuary state passage of SB 54 that everybody's been hearing about. Just absolutely blistered everybody who may have been voting for this. And it was passed by the Senate late in the morning, early in the morning on Saturday. And, of course, the feedback, the blowback is coming pretty intensely. So I'm taking the opportunity to read from you the actual Legislative Council's digest. It's linked on our website on agenda21radio.news. You can pick it up there. And I'm reading for you some of the things that it will do and do not. And what we're talking about with existing law, which still is in existence until the governor signs this legislation, which he's doomed to do, dooming us to do, let's be clear. Basically, what this says, existing law as it stands now, this is from SB 54, De Leon, Mr. Cartel himself, links to the Calderon cartel members. Let's be clear about that. Existing law provides that when there is reason to believe that a person arrested for a violation of specific controlled substance provisions may not be a citizen of the United States, the arresting agency shall notify the appropriate agency of the United States having charge of deportation matters. So this is what we're changing. It's all about drugs, ladies and gentlemen. Right? Oh, and everything else. Yeah. It's about giving sanctuary to criminals. That's what they want. Because they are criminals. Hello? Criminals want to protect criminals. Go figure. How can you equate it any differently? This is why we need New State California. We need New California. Do you think this might be a grievance that's laid down against the tyrant, the dictatorship that we're experiencing in California? The tyranny of Jerry Brown and the rest of the so-called Democrats, the monoparty? These are not Democrats. These are not Republicans. These are totalitarians. These are dictators. And tyranny is here in California. You have to call it up like it is. Said this bill would repeal those provisions. Existing law provides that whenever an individual who is a victim of a witness or to a hate crime or who otherwise can give evidence in a hate crime investigation is not charged with or convicted of committing any crime under state law, a peace officer may not detain the individual exclusively for any actual or suspected immigration violation or report to turn the individual over to federal authorities. That's what it would do. The bill would, among other things, and subject to exceptions, prohibit state and local law enforcement agencies, including school police and security departments, from using money or personnel to investigate, interrogate, detain, detect, or arrest persons for immigration enforcement purposes as specified. Now listen, existing law already says that. If you're a school official, you can't investigate, detain anybody, or turn them over. I don't know of anybody. I never did in 41 years. I investigated. I detained a lot of people. I had a lot of people arrested, unfortunately, and a lot of them for drugs. And it went right on to cartels, and massive things happened. I know how it works. I've done it. Very experienced in it. Hundreds of these types of cases. Never, never in the hundreds, thousands of cases that I was involved in, an investigation of students and adults and cartels and agencies like the police, actually, did we ever work to deport anybody? Did I ever contact anybody in the 26 years as a school administrator, including a superintendent, did I ever contact immigration? I did not, because that's the law right now. See, they're just making it up as they go, making you feel like, oh my God, they're doing that? And none of that exists. They're lying. This is all part of the ruse. This is how they roll. Anyway, let's talk for a second now. Let's change gears. Because I think this is very, very relevant. And I'm sure you will be too. Think it will be too. Tim Donnelly points out, a DACA-eligible illegal alien wanted for deportation accused of sanctuary murder in San Francisco. An 18-year-old illegal alien wanted by federal authorities for deportation allegedly stole a gun from a San Francisco police officer, then shot and killed a popular immigrant activist last month. AP reports that Eric Garcia Panetta, 18, had been detained in December and released from custody in April pending deportation, according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. Garcia Panetta was required by an investigation judge to wear an ankle bracelet and check in regularly with ICE. Panetta failed to show up for his first August appointment, ICE spokesman James Schwab said. San Francisco police say Garcia Panetta used a gun stolen from an officer's car. This is what happened with Kate Steinle. How are they getting these guns out of officers' cars? This is not the first time we've heard this. Something else in Washington, D.C. happened a while back. About a gun stolen out of a police officer's car, assassinating a very, very important person with the Democratic National Party. So now we have three of these guns that are stolen from police officers. San Francisco State Panetta used a gun stolen from an officer's car to kill 23-year-old Abigail Enrique Enriqueval Jr. August 15th, he was arrested on misdemeanor battery charges September 3rd before investigators say they connected him to the slaying. San Francisco Gates reports that the second subject in the murder, James Perez Araujo, might never have been on the street if he'd been deported. Perez Araujo was arrested in May on suspicion of possessing marijuana for sale, was charged in court. Now, see, this ties right to this sanctuary city. Gee, I wonder what they were thinking when they wrote this. They want to protect. What? Well, they want to protect the cartels, of course. Was charged in court with a single misdemeanor and count of possession of brass knuckles and released shortly thereafter, officials said. The charge does not fit the criteria under which the San Francisco jail would notify ICE. Despite the detainer, local authorities made the decision to release him back into the community without providing any notification to ICE, resulting in another arrest that may have been averted had the city chosen to cooperate with ICE, Schwab said. The series of events that led to Esquivel's death began August 12th when Garcia Panetta and Perez Araujo stole a silver 38 Smith & Wesson revolver and ammunition from a private car that was parked in San Francisco and belonged to a city police officer, Marvin Katubala. According to a court complaint filed Thursday, the Police Internal Affairs Division is probing the theft and whether the officer failed to properly safeguard his weapon. Now, see, I find that suspicious, too. I find that suspicious also. So now, all of a sudden, we're getting deeper into this whole story, aren't we? This is what happens, though. And it's just flagrant in your face, ladies and gentlemen. Flagrant in your face lawlessness that Jerry Brown, the tyrant of California, he's just like King George III. Read up on your history. Read why the founding fathers wanted to get away from King George III. Now, what we have is King Gerald II. King Gerald II. The tyrant of California. The tyranny that exists in California. That's why New California is the answer. Stay with us. More to come here on New California State Talk Radio. New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots. And welcome back to New California State Talk Radio, and visit our website, www.newcaliforniastate.com. That's www.newcaliforniastate.com. And by the way, we are sponsored by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information about the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, dial 530-755-4409 and ask for Larry. Larry is really a nice guy. I mean, he really truly is. Fabulous person. And by the way, he will facilitate your knowledge about the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. So we are sponsored by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. Thank you very much. Okay, new state activity. We're going to chime in a little bit more on SB 54 so you can understand how egregious this is, not just for California, but the nation, and why this is such a grievance that we will be filing against, well, California as new California state rises. The grievance process will be very, very telling and explain, really, the entire picture as to what we are trying to attempt to do here in new California, which will be very, very obvious. It will be obvious as to what's going on. The condemnation of California and its leadership is enormous. And it explains why there is a tyranny going on in California. It's a tyrant. And this is what a tyrant looks like within our own country. And it needs to be straightened out. That's why we will, well, do that with new California state. Okay, so now we're talking about SB 54. If SB 54 had been put into play, in other words, if it was enacted, then we're talking about in San Francisco the shooting, this killing by this Garcia Pineda, who was a DACA person wanted, never turned over by the police of San Francisco because it's a sanctuary. It says this. If SB, this has come from former Assemblyman Tim Donnelly. It says, if it were law, Garcia Pineda would have been shielded from deportation in every jurisdiction in California, not just San Francisco or Los Angeles, in spite of skipping out on immigration authorities. Quote, what makes this so tragic is that it might have been prevented if San Francisco did not have an egregious sanctuary policy, said Jessica Vaughn, director of policy studies at the Center of Immigration Studies, and that's what she told the San Francisco Gate, which advocates for more restrictive enforcement. How many deaths is it going to take before people realize this is a mistake? The bill is on the governor's desk and will most likely be signed into law despite this latest sanctuary murder, which was reported too late to have any impact on the months-long debate. Isn't that interesting how that all happened? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's get back into some cheery news. Three more members of the Sutter County Council on Representatives took the oath of office. Remember last week we said 12 people. Actually, we thought it was 11 based on the number of people. It was 12 people that took the oath of office last week. In Williams, California, the first 12 citizens of New California took the oath of office as representatives. And now an additional three this last week in Sutter County. Will you take the oath? Will you stand by this nation? We're asking all people to take the oath of office. All people who want to realize, who want to be citizens and reinstate their citizenship. All Californians, all Americans should take the oath of office. We took the oath of office because we swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States as officers of New California. And we encourage all citizens to take that oath. In fact, it would be very good if we had some reaffirmations from county officials, actually, and state officials, all sworn officers, if they would, in fact, sign a petition or sign a document that reaffirms as sworn officers of the state of any kind that they are swearing their allegiance to the Constitution, their oath of office that they took. We just think that would be kind of a nice little touch, don't you? Just to mention a few things. Okay. Chris Street, our very own Chris Street, has an article. It's the top article out there in Breitbart right now. California wonders if North Korea will strike and when. That's a big question now, isn't it? Will North Korea strike and strike California? I think this goes to all Californians, new and old Californians. U.S. public health and first responders in California and throughout the West Coast have begun preparing for the impact of a potential nuclear war after North Korea fired a long-range intercontinental ballistic missile over Japan last week. We reported this thoroughly on Agenda 21 Radio. It was over Japan last week in the anniversary of America's triumphant Incheon landing in North Korea. In 1950, with U.S. forces barely hanging on to the Pusan Peninsula, as 100,000 North Korean troops had overrun 90% of South Korea, General Douglas MacArthur between audaciously used 261 vessels to land 75,000 American troops far behind enemy lines between September 5th and 23rd to cut off North Korea's army. Now the West Coast is being forced to confront the risk of a nuclear attack after North Korea claimed to have detonated a hydrogen bomb it has successfully been launching, or had launched, three intercontinental ballistic missiles that could fly over the U.S. mainland. North Korea has test-launched 84 missiles since Kim Jong-un's assumed power from his aging father 6 years ago. The first 81 were highly unreliable medium-range Musudan missiles with about 1,500 miles range. Now he's got very, very accurate missiles. That threatens California. Yeah. Now we have to be worried about the legacy of Obama and Clinton with nuclear weapons on the West Coast. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on New California State Talk Radio, and visit our website, www.newcaliforniastate.com. New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son
son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots. And welcome back to New California State Talk Radio. New California State Talk Radio. How are we fighting these gangs and cartels, which, by the way, is a major grievance, in my opinion, to anything California? I mean, it's an grievance. It's egregious. These gangs are here now. It's kind of interesting. I'm going to flip the script a little bit and go to another state, New York. And it's kind of interesting what they're doing there. And I'm going to say this because we here in New California and California have been well-versed over the years in gangs. I mean, many of the gangs around the world today emanated from Los Angeles in the Bay Area. So we get it. And, of course, the egregious behavior, especially from MS-13, which is a big part of things. And, of course, the cartels from Mexico that run rampant all around the nation today is, in fact, a big problem. And now, New York governor, it's an interesting article, open borders governor to deploy anti-MS-13 gang task force in schools. That is a good idea. Little late, Cuomo, and others on the East Coast, you're only 20 years too late. As we were trying to educate you, in fact, you were calling people like myself who were heavily involved in anti-gang suppression in schools in California, which we were doing it right, actually. The failure of so many people that allowed the gangs into the communities and wouldn't work with the schools to stop it back then. But I was receiving calls as a school administrator back then. How do you stop gangs? What do you do? What do you need to do? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm saying, well, this is what you do. But they were denying. They were saying, oh, we don't have that problem here. We're sorry, we called. Goodbye. And we're saying, well, you know, fool. You're going to be faced with this later on, and here it is. Now they're coming up with a gang task force, which, quite frankly, I support. It's nice that they're doing something as opposed to nothing. And that's kind of, I guess, the point behind all this. It's nice to see that they're doing something as opposed to nothing. So, anyway, welcome to the real world, New York. Now, what are we going to do about it here in California and New California? Well, we're going to work as diligently as possible to reverse the trends that are going on there. We're going to grieve California as New California. That's what we're going to do. We're going to declare our independence. And by the way, what we're going to do is we're going to become the 51st state. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And we New Californians are sticking to it. Then you old Californians, guess what? You blew it. You've gone too far. And now the people are rising up. And there will be a revolution, and it will be a constitutional and legal revolution. And guess what? Law and order will come to New California. Thanks for listening to New California State Talk Radio. Remember, visit our website, www.newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, we're sponsored by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on that, call area code 530-755-4409 and ask for Larry. He's really a nice guy. Thanks for listening to New California State Talk Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.